equally heavy. Yeah, so that it can, so that we don't, they won't know that which one is the one by surname or the one by name.
Yeah.
So that's why I want
to show you that I'm from the royal family.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, honorable members. We are now dealing with this one part again, which is where we left off last time on the issue of the task given, which requires that we have to attend to. I'm sure, let me allow first the support staff to hit us. I will then add where it's required. It requires my further comment. Mr. Goyama, Fatima, Ayanda, either of you who's chosen.
Thank you, Chief. Chair, as per our last meeting that was held last week Wednesday, we had indicated that we had set up preliminary meetings with potential witnesses to try and garner more evidence. Some was in response to the public submissions, and others were persons that we as support staff had identified ourselves. Chair, we were due to travel on Friday and over the weekend to conduct those interviews. But late on Thursday afternoon, we were informed that our travel was not approved. So that trip then did not take place, and we were not in a position to meet with the relevant witnesses. It appears that it may be due to budgetary issues, and that leads me to two problems. The first being, Chair, that of course we need a budget to be able to conduct the inquiry and to do our work. The department is not based in Cape Town, and the majority of the relevant people are not based in Cape Town either. Therefore, the travel was by no means a luxury. It was something that was absolutely necessary. It didn't make sense for asking witnesses to come to us versus myself and Ayanda traveling to Johannesburg. That's the first issue. The second issue is that in the absence of those meetings, it's thrown us off schedule completely. We were dependent on those meetings to assist us to close the gaps that we've identified in our research and to start preparing our questions. I had prepared questions for certain witnesses, but I needed the input of those potential witnesses and other people that could assist us in order for us to finalize that. So once the trip was cancelled, Chair, we were not able to do much more than that, and that's where we stand at the moment.
Any additions? If you have, you think of something.
Chair, at this stage, as I've indicated, I'm very concerned about the time. The only other option that I can think of right now is for the committee perhaps to proceed in a slightly different manner. Consideration can be given to conducting this as normal oversight and calling the current executive to account. There would be nothing that would prevent the committee from calling the newly appointed minister to put these questions to the minister as to what the minister is planning to do or is currently doing or is going to resolve to do to look at these issues that the committee has already identified. As per the terms of reference, there are very specific issues. Those are certainly issues that still fall within the mandate of the current minister. If I give just one example of the public protector's report and the allegation of fruitless and wasteful expenditure, against the previous minister, there would be nothing that would prevent the current minister, by way of example, from instructing the DG as accounting officer to determine the source of the loss, the cause of the loss, and take steps to recover those losses. There's also nothing that would prevent the current minister from looking at any of the other issues. Alternatively, the committee must please provide me with direction on the way forward. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. In addition, I met with the House Chair. This was an instruction from him. I take it as an instruction. We took it as an instruction. In the discussion we had, the issue was that there was no money allocated specifically on the issues of oversight. Two was the issue of the fact that with the schedule that they have, there is no arrangement made to have members remaining behind to do this, except if there is a very strong motivation beyond the fact that it's about legislation. Three was the issue of a cost exercise that would have reflected that if we follow this route, the views that he had was that even if we were to make that, because of the new executive that has been appointed, again the starting point in his view would have been to call that executive and see whether is there any work that is being done or what is it that he has discovered, and the committee doing that oversight work move on the basis of what has been presented to it. Unfortunately, I did say it might be better to get that also correspondence so that we can be able to engage with it here. Up until now, I have not received anything in writing with regards to that issue. Other issues, I'm sure, they may not necessarily have been material factors. One thing I must say up front was also the fact that the response with regards to the submissions, I think there was an element of reluctance because there was only one response. I must make a concession also. I did receive a call from the media, I won't mention the name, which was also concerned about the fact that they were literally not aware that there was a call for submissions. That is basically the issue, honorable members, which I must place now in front of you, but that's what I received.
Honorable Orima, any other hand? Honorable Schmidt.
To me, Mr. Chair, this is unacceptable. I cannot understand why Parliament decides to conduct an inquiry, appoints an evidence leader, and then provides no budget. I think we need to request Parliament to provide adequate budget. Unless, and I've got to understand your meeting, Mr. Chair, has that request already been turned down? Because if it hasn't, I would like to suggest that we as a committee write to Parliament and request that sufficient budget be made available as a first step.
Honorable Schmidt.
Thank you. My question to Fatima is, who turned down the budget? Was it Parliament or was it a department? It goes without saying that calling the minister or new minister, even if it's a start, would not be good enough. I mean, you can't start with a new minister and then the next step is what? What's the next step if we don't have a budget? So you can't You can't proceed without any indication by Parliament that it's prepared to financially support the decision it's taken. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair, the request
for the first time I see Ayanda writing minutes like this, like he's not even prepared to open her mouth at all. He's so concentrating on the minutes. Okay, but it seems you're on your own.
Chair, the request for travel was done by committee section, so Ayanda prepared all the documentation that was required, and it was sent to Honourable Solik as Chair of Chairs to sign off, and that's where it was stopped at that stage.
Chair, I'm developing, let me correct myself, not interest, because I do have interest on the matter. But then I'm invited to come in with the comment by the honourable member of by saying that the minister is not there committing himself to the process as the accounting officer. As you know that these things must come to me as the accounting officer. I thought that Fatima would also touch on it, because this process we have never been approached in terms of financial support by the department, and so the minister cannot be implicated in something that should have come to the accounting officer, because you're always available to support the work of Parliament. But then I just want to correct what has been raised. Thanks, Chair.
No, I thought Honourable Schmidt was saying to the committee, it may not help to call the minister, because you call the minister and then what after we have called him. So not necessarily that the minister may not assist the committee. But it was about the process that if you invite the minister, there should then be a thought-through process in the absence of the budget is not the one of the department, it's the budget of Parliament for the work of the committee, if it were to conduct that exercise. But being the case as it may, honourable members, you see, honourable Lorima, my only, I'm sure you will know this, my only weakness on this matter is that I try my level best to stay as far as possible. If you were to ask me what is my deduction of what was said without giving a response was that there's no budget allocated aside, which means there's no budget for the work. But I can answer before I come to the committee. You see, I'll be frank and honest, especially on this matter. Even when the journalists, they ask me, I always tell them, I will only talk to what the committee has resolved on. Because you then become an interested party, and I've got no intentions to do so. So I didn't answer back to the House Chair. All that I said, I'll report to the committee. But if the committee says, which is what, again, my assistants would come in, the committee says we have noted, and having been given the letter, the correspondence by the House Chairperson, that's my view, including the commitment that the process could be, will get financial support. Quite clearly, even if we were to consider the first option, which by normally we do, we are quite concerned about the fact that we are dealing with a process that one, might find itself completely unscheduled, secondly, being unable to be given enough resources to perform that duty. Can we get clarity then what should be the way forward in the absence of those things being made available? I am not willing to sit here and take a decision with regard to something that is beyond my powers. I did what, together with the committee, what we were instructed to do. So it is up to us again as a committee to give that. Let me say this again. Everything we did here, including the correspondence that Ayanda would have taken to the House Chairperson, it contained how far the process is. That's the only thing I can say. Unfortunately, there's nothing that has come back in response to that process, except what we talk about, which is verbal interaction. So if we make a concrete proposal, let's put it here, and then we can be able to deal with it once and for all. Now beginning.
Thank you very much. No, we're on this together with the PC committee. It is our matter. So we're in this together. And we know where we started, we know where we are. Thanks for reminding us. But I think because of the time, also time factor now, on my own thinking now, I think it's very good that now the time is gone, and I don't blame others. You still remember, Bang, but there's a second process of Uzondo, the bigger one. I think instead of us now talking about money, talking about all these matters we're talking about, there's a bigger board. Why we're not allowing ourselves to get in that one? Running away from all these unnecessary costs which maybe are not budgeted for or whatever. I think it's critical time now we do that. I had that view now on my own. You still remember, we're fighting all of us. Let's up in, let's do this. I was part of that. So I think now I reach a stage where when you do something, you must make sure that it goes somewhere. The issue of impact is very necessary, it's very important. And the timing, condition, time, and where you are now, I think it's critical. Were in June, July, and when I look on the TV, I saw Zondo was going to start the process soon. Maybe we take that one proposal that we're having. I think we have only one submission that we received yet. We submit, we reach out in there as one aspect. I think I wish to suggest that as a process.
Honorable Schmidt, and then Honorable Macron.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If one takes it from a particular point of view, I would guess that the new minister should be, the DG should be, the current DG, Mr. Mokoena. The Mr. Zwane, which I think is still a member of parliament, I'm not sure if he still is, but last time I checked, he was still a member of parliament, he may have resigned. And of course, our expert witnesses, but then having said that, there must be many other witnesses. And my problem is the following, because if you don't know that you are going to have the budget to call all the witnesses the legal department intends calling, it's unfair calling a witness and you haven't consulted with all the witnesses, because there may be issues popping up at witness number 5 which should have been asked from witness number 1. You need to deal with those issues when calling number 1, knowing what number 5 will come and say. So the pre-consultation is of utmost importance. But then may I propose that the legal department then determines who they want to call, who they want to call, number one, number two, who they want to consult with, when they want to consult with them, of course availability of the witnesses included, the cost thereof, the purposes of each consultation, and then we write a formal letter to the House Chair and say, this committee is requesting the following budget from the Parliament in order to fulfill the demand or the request or the instruction of the Parliament. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Honorable Mafola.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity. Chairperson, last time I asked a question to say that if there is a witness we want to call it, who's going to pay for those expenses? And the answer was, it's Parliament that is going to pay. Today, our staff can't even go and meet with the witnesses. It's just that I don't remember the first legal advisor who was here. He told us that we should find out if witnesses are ready to be on public or to testify on camera. And now, today, we didn't do anything. And I'm worried that we are going back to our recess in mid-June. So, with those words and with those reasons, if we don't have a same budget just to implement what we have agreed, I mean, we have been sitting here discussing about this issue of state capture, but I don't see us going anywhere. We will call other people here to come and testify. The next thing, they will be like our staff. They won't have there won't be any travel arrangement that was made. So what I'm saying is, this inquiry was based on the outcome of the public protector. Why we don't wait for the Judicial Commission to come up with its resolution and we take it after them? Because now it's late. Now I don't know other members, but myself, I can't afford to come back here during this session. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Honorable member, let me start from the back. In the reverse gear. You want to come in first? In the reverse gear. Today is the 30th, ne? The 30th. And we are left with the 6th and the 13th, which were supposed to be folding. Now, the technicalities of Parliament is that it, let alone leave that one of yours, Honorable Mafono, it can be sorted, not a big deal. The first problem that you have is that any meeting, tell me if I'm wrong, Fatim, any meeting that you convene, for some of us with our background, you just decide between, if we're meeting like this as a committee, we then say we need to convene a meeting on this date. All what we need, we just go and look for venue. Parliament, unfortunately, is not like that. The very same meeting that you agree on, you must get an approval for the meeting to sit. That's just the starting point. The second thing, if you don't need a budget, or if you need a budget, you still, even if you, no matter how deep your pockets could be, the fact of the matter is that there's nothing you can do until you get that budget of Parliament to be utilized. And unfortunately, it's one person. I wanted to suggest something that honorable members can take it. There is an advice on the other side. But the bigger question is, it may sound ridiculous, ne? Are we discussing something that we've got power and authority over? I would have gone, I don't know whether it's Honorable Rima or Schmidt, to say, although it was more of a question, that in light of the fact that there seems to be no, or it can be confirmed that there is no budget, there is no arrangement that would be made for members to be able to consider about three issues or four. What is it that now is being suggested as a committee we do? So that we get it, I can do that one. What is it that is being suggested as a committee we do in light of those particular limitations? And we can mention even the current advice. I would have answered Honorable Schmidt to say, in the event, it might be, at least rather than to be seen because we are caught in a corner or in a quagmire, it would be better if we call the minister who is currently there, because that one, in any way, it's our duty, including what are his priorities. So to enter with that minister, we can only answer the question. For instance, if we ask the minister, since you have come in, what is it that you have discovered? Based on the answers that he gives, we may be able to then suggest what then needs to follow, even without the budget. Consider whether you need to get witnesses and so forth, or in light of what the minister is doing, what checks and balances that we should learn from, even if there are consequential issues that he's talking about. But from a parliamentary framework, we may say, then say, out of this, this is what we think. I'm just making a hypothetical example. My only worry is that the more we discuss it, throw it, and this is where my worry was, we throw it, the more the thing goes backwards. By the way, Honorable Mafolo, I think Honorable Piginini, here is a trapping. I was shocked. I didn't know that it could. That judge that you're talking about, Judge Zondo said, will only start that thing in August. And by the look of things for us, and I always prefer to be upfront, by the look of things for us, we might be looking at a time frame similar to him if we follow this route. But he said he will only finish that thing in 2 years. Maybe by that time the chairperson of the portfolio committee, mineral resources and something else, might be someone else, because we're going out there, you know. Maybe Honorable Lorima will be the chairperson by then, or the minister. So, all that I'm saying, there will be a completely new regime. So,
are you blessing him?
No. I'm just talking about the hypothetical thing, the impossible. The impossible. Yeah. So, all that I was saying, Honorable Members, so that for us as a committee, we don't try to crack and put each other against on a matter that was given to us to do. We just show our willingness and the fact that we always anticipated that everything was available. Then let the House Chair then be able to respond to what would have sent to him as a decision of the committee, not of the chairperson. I'm leaving it to you.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would repeat then the request that Fatima put together that list of witnesses she intends consulting, the days, cost, intended cost, possible cost, the purposes, that it be sent with a formal letter accompanied by a formal letter from the committee saying that that's the budget we request under your instruction, request or demand, and that it be done as soon as possible. And that before we break up for the constituency period, within the next week or two, we get a reply from the House Chair whether it's been approved or not, and that we set some deadline or some timeline by when we break up, how we intend dealing with it during the constituency period. Because I'm sure that these issues are more important than on the face we make out to be, but it needs to be dealt with one way or another. It can't just be swept underneath the carpet and then said it's over and done, because that's the impression which has been created. So, but we need a timeline by the time we go into constituency period, what, in 2 weeks' time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Honorable Lorim.
Mr. Chair, I'll be blunt. One of two things happening here. Either there's an oversight, the budget hasn't been provided, or a political decision has been taken to close down this inquiry, in the hope that it is the first, I request that we send a request to ask for budget to find out what's happening. But I find it difficult to believe that such an oversight could have happened. So in my view, what we're seeing here is an attempt to use procedure to shut down this inquiry, which I don't find acceptable at all. And this is something that we will make plain as to what is going on here. We're not fooled by this.
You see, Chair, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I don't know as to whether Honorable Lorima and Smith want to pursue some other things, because we're hearing that we got the report, Chair, from you, that Parliament does not have a budget for this inquiry thing. We have asked a number of questions from the beginning with answers and some not convincing answers. In my own view, Chair, we are not hiding away from this issue of inquiry. The problem is that we don't have money. Parliament does not have money. So, sir, Chair, I would suggest that you remember last time we told that the outer is it outer, which has submitted the submissions to the relevant authorities here. We request them, the same manner the way they brought their things, submissions to you, that they hand over their submission to the Deputy Chief Justice Zondo. You heard that this issue is going to take 2-3 years. And with us here, calling, we are not sure as to whether how many people are we going to call. Maybe it might be 100 or 200. And you will not do justice to call one person or five per day and think you have done justice. You must call at least one or two per day. And it means that we are going to finish this process even after Zondo has completed his inquiry. So, and us, like the chair said, we are politicians. We only come here with a mandate. Our mandate is for 5 years. And the next year is the general elections. All of us will be going out to campaign and do all these other things. It is not going to work. This thing is not going to work. Like I did ask a simple question, that is it possible to call a person who is no longer in the executive, Honorable former Minister Zwane? And that question was not answered. It was, but I was not convinced. So Chair, we suggest that the committee secretary or the relevant authorities, whom they think they've identified those witnesses, let's advise them to advise those witnesses if they are prepared to submit their submissions to the Deputy Chief Justice Zondo, who is overseeing this process of state capture. Secondly, Chair, I don't think as a committee will be doing justice to this inquiry thing. It's handled, but it's a state capture. It includes a number of people. It doesn't, Tina Ye, we are only focusing on one person, the former Honorable Minister Zwane, which we are not doing justice to these things. Like, we are not a committee of agriculture here. We are a committee of mineral resources. And there is still nothing. If you want to do that thing, you must go, you too, from the DA, to go to a Free State and see to it that you meet with the current ABC of Agriculture. Maybe you might get those answers from him, because me, Chair, I'm not prepared to overtake a trip to Free State on the ST, nothing. I can't. I'm not prepared because I'm not in the Agricultural Portfolio Committee. So those who are prepared, they can go there and meet with the MEC of Agriculture. And I've consulted with some relevant legal minds, Chair, that you can't call a person who is no longer in the executive to come and appear here on the inquiry thing of a portfolio committee. You can't. The law says no, you can't. Otherwise that person might sue you. If you are prepared to pay, you can continue calling it to come and appear. But due respect, Chair, I close this matter saying, let's close it. We are not afraid to close it because we don't have money. If you are listening, open your ears. We don't have money to call this, what do you call it, inquiry. So let's close this, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I thought when we discussed this issue, we were discussing it with Honorable and openness. And I think if the ANC have given us the mandate, we could have said so, and we won't be apologetic to take the mandate from the African National Congress as their public representative. So it's very unfair for Honorable Lorima to say that the mandate was taken behind doors. Maybe it's a political mandate. It's not a political mandate. We are tweaking our own mind here. And if it was the ANC, I don't think the ANC have any reason to hide behind doors and give us the mandate. So it's very unfair and unacceptable. So I'm just making that point that we are saying that let's take the root of Honorable Smith to say that we didn't want to get frustrated on a state catcher issue while we are busy doing this, and then the other things come, the budget, the what. So let's take what Honorable Smith has said, that let's write to the House Chair, because he is the one who has mandated us to do this thing about in our community. Let's talk to him if there's budget, and we continue with that. We are just saying all what we have said because of what has already happened now. But once and for all, we will never be apologetic to take the mandate from our organization. Thank you.
Honorable members, my only thing is that, as I was trying to say, let's be careful to find ourselves being at each other's throat in a matter that is not ours, or we don't have powers over it. No, Honorable Matlala, it's a fine your legal opinion, let's accept it, but nothing stops the committee, especially even yourself, if you are a member of the executive. When we need you, especially you are still in parliament, we have a right. You went under oath. You went under oath. You have a right to call you. The only thing you will have is when I was a member of the executive and I'm no longer a public representative. That's when those are the issues we are dealing with. But linked to this, that's why I was trying to make this intervention. No, Honorable Mafolo, for me, I always say some of these things, they no longer affect me. There is none of us here, let's just be honest, none of us who just came from a tree and became an MP. We come from political parties. So political parties from time to time, they'll have different views. But even on this matter, it doesn't mean all political parties will share the same view. As a committee, we work for the common interest of our people. That to me becomes the primary thing. I don't want to then compare which is more and which is less. So that issue, all that I can say, Honorable Lorima, there is only one thing that I know. If, as a member of the African National Congress, there is a decision taken, surely I will come and say, this is the decision of the ANC. I wouldn't sit here and waste your time and say this and that. From a chair's point of view, even if the matter gets closed, the question I have, do we have a right as this committee to close the matter? If you want my personal view, we don't. Because it's not us who said we do this. That's why I was asking a question to say, why should they, and this is what I wanted, the issue that Honorable Schmidt comes with, my only question is that, why do you have to go through that route when what is coming now is not giving us assurance? I thought we were going to just write a letter to the House Chair. House Chair, this process that we have undertaken, given by your instruction, it seems to have reached this stage in the absence of a proper planning schedule. Secondly, the fact that there seems to be limitation of resources. Is there any possibility then that you suggest we should continue with this process, or is there a guarantee that as we continue to move on, even if we do that, but to say here's the budget and everything, and then you say, but we still need. So we then say, As a committee, we are of the view that it will be impossible to continue and move forward in the absence of a proper mechanism that is being put in place, whatever the wording we will choose. And then we'll come back here and say, this is what the House Chair said we must do. I will leave this thing, I'll leave it for another day, because I remember at some point when we started this process, I tried to explain to members, this is what is prevailing. And there was something that said, go and get this thing. But I always say, I'll take the pain. We'll move with the pain. And members said, no, that is not the issue. Let the House Chair get the letter from the House Chair. We got the letter from the House Chair, and it happened that the legal services was here. Said, this is how you must handle the matter from now on. Then, no. We hear the House Chair, but can we hear from legal services? That is why, that was the day when I said, okay, the best thing for me, let me shift aside on any decision that is being taken on this matter, because there is a silent confidence matter when it comes to the chairperson on this issue. So I don't want then to be the chairperson who presided or whatever. All that I'm saying, can we write a letter to the House Chair and then say the issue? Well, by the way, all of you are saying the same thing. There is a concession that it would be difficult. I don't know, but you can help Fatima. The point is that a private person's name might be mentioned even if you go to a public person. And when that person says, my name has come out here and I want to clear my name but I don't have, what do you do? So there are things that we might think. That's why I was saying the issue that Honorable Schmidt was talking about, if we call the minister, we can then only, let's assume the minister exactly says that, then he starts to mention names that are private names. If the minister, understand, if we come to that conclusion, then when the minister does so, we then say, there is a name of Matlala whom we don't even know who he is. Let that person come through. So I thought that suggesting from legal service was that you still have got authority of oversight in your normal terms. And there is a member of the executive. As a person who has come in, he still needs to account to you. What is it? Then we can draw a conclusion after making that person to account. But at this stage, I was just saying, if we write these letters that Honorable, points that Honorable Matlala is talking, leave the frills. The point that Honorable Matlala is taking to say, it's going to be impossible, I'll be honest, it's going to be impossible then to start. Can you imagine, these people had already prepared people that they were going there, those people might have cancelled their appointments and so forth. What's the point of trying to create another expectations when every time you make, and we shouldn't create an impression we're the only ones. I've seen many people, others, they think that there are committees that have done favors, that can go as they wish and when they wish. That's a separate matter for another day. But if members then say a different view, although we say the same thing, but from a different angle, I don't know. I need your guidance. My suggestion is that we just write to the House Chair, same lines that he wrote, to say, there's per the instruction of this date, we have come to the conclusion, understanding that there are no resources that have been set aside, no schedules that we will get, and on the basis, the committee will find it very difficult. Please advise what then must be the next recourse that we should follow. Honorable Schmidt?
Yeah, I would just revise that last sentence by saying we request a budget along the lines of the requirements stated by Fatima Ibrahims. Because that is what we are requiring. We're requiring a budget to be able to proceed.
Okay. Is that okay? Honorable Mafon? So, wait before. What if then he says there is no budget? Let me be upfront. What if then says there is no budget? We come back again here and say there is no budget.
Well, then we need to discuss what the next step is, because we take it from there. But I would like to see how you call witnesses if you don't know what the witnesses are going to say, even if you summon them to Parliament. And if that's a route, then maybe that's a route. But then it's a watered-down approach. It can still happen. I mean, I can call someone and don't know what he's going to say, and then ask him the question and then see what his answer is. But that's not the best route to follow. So if Parliament really is serious about its inquiry, then it should allow the witness leader to, evidence leader to consult with the witnesses he or she intends calling. You don't then follow a watered down approach.
Patrick, you want to help? I'll come to you on the phone.
Chair, we can assist with what the preliminary budget requested, that amount. But of course, as I indicated in the last meeting, the purpose of the first preliminary batch of meetings was because those people were going to indicate to us who other people were that we may call, and those names were confidential, and I'd made an undertaking that I wouldn't release those names, and it was on that basis that they had agreed to speak to Ayanda and myself. So it would be difficult for us to have a complete line item budget. We can perhaps do a per day cost, but obviously the cost changes as the inquiry unfolds, as we saw with the ESCOM inquiry. But we can certainly try and put some figures to paper, but it is a difficult exercise, Chief.
Honourable Fuad.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we should do that, and then I was going to ask, if we say we have so many witnesses, you have, now when you are opening this item, you said there are newspapers who called you to say that they didn't see the advert. What about those people who came after that? How are we going to deal with them? What I want, when something that will run smooth won't frustrate anyone. So, I don't know, it was okay to say that, please advise us on this matter, including what happened to the staff that we sent to go and consult the witness. Thank you.
Honourable Matan.
Right.
Honourable member, can I let me say this? The fact of the matter, what we are discussing is that the report, both from legal services or the committee assistant, says their request was declined, and the reason is that there was no budget. I spoke to the House Chair. I would have thought the point I was saying, Honourable Schmidt, is to twist what we're saying, to say, as a committee, whether we request or we don't, it's already there, is of the view that in the absence of that budget, it will find it very difficult to pursue the matter in the manner that we have planned to do. Can we, based on the letter that was written to us, instructing us what to do, get a direction on how to then deal with the matter going forward, and then we leave it from there. It is the House Chair who must tell us. If then he says, no, you are mistaken, the budget is available, then that will be the time we'll come and say, no, there is no such a thing that there is no budget, the budget is available. But we then say, we request to get the letter from the minister, from the House Chair, as before our committee sits next week, and then we deal with the issue based on the response or correspondence we receive from him. Honourable Schmidt.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what the problem is about not saying this is the cost and this is what we need. I don't know what the problem is. Then you can come back and say, sorry, even despite your formal costed suggestion, there's no money. But at least there's a costed program in terms of, you can see that there's money required for a particular purpose, not just a random amount that's being requested. So I stick to the fact that it should be a formal request being made to approve a budget from parliamentary resources to
Chair,
this purpose of
order. On a point of order, you see, Honourable Slippis is out of order completely. Even if we have written a letter to the House Chair to say, this is what we want from you. This is so much that we want from you because of this. So we have submitted the budget to the House Chair. Why is it that we want to write a letter again to the House Chair, the same letter, requesting the same thing, and we are going to get the same response? There is no money for this. Parliament does not have money for this. So this Honorable Smith is out of order. In fact, we must no longer talk about budget yet.
Wait.
We are wasting our time, Chair. There are other things that we must do. Don't have to talk about budget yet.
Wait, Honorable Matai.
Yes.
Why?
No.
Continue, Honorable Smith. I'm going to give an answer, and it's an answer that I'm prepared to live by it. Because I can see where this thing is going. Okay, finish, Honorable Schmidt.
Okay, and then to indicate if he says no on the basis of a proper planned budget, that he says no, and then put it in writing to this committee, because then I would like to see that letter, because that letter has political and other ramifications. If the chairperson of this parliament decides that it will not make budget available, then that will go into the media, no doubt. Then it is not prepared to stand by its initial understanding, and followed by ANC attempt by Mr. Mafola to just ditch this whole process. Mr. Matlala, my apologies. So if that is what the ANC wants, then let's put it on the record and say, we don't want the money, we don't want to proceed with inquiry, then put it on the record.
No.
Be my guest.
No.
So that is where we're heading.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Wait, switch off there. I answered that thing long time ago. Don't panic. Relax. You see, Honorable Schmidt, sitting here, given a mandate as a committee, I postpone my responsibility for another day. I'll be honest with you, I don't see myself when I'm supposed to take a decision. I postpone my decision because I'm waiting for someone, then I must come back the following week, deal with the thing that I didn't want to take a decision. There is only one thing that is certain. If we say we want a budget, quite clearly we must be careful to send a message that says, in the absence of a budget, because these members, everyone here, will be entitled to say, okay, then there's no budget, that the matter then dies natural death. And the point we were saying here was that taking the process forward gave us guidance, because it, as a report, the point that Honorable Matlala was making too is that already there is work. The legal services says, with what was botched last week, they find it very difficult to go forward. Now let's just be practical here. We sit here, next week we must come back now and discuss something that we've got a mandate right to discuss next week. Yeah, the letter says, yeah, there is no budget. And then that's it. Then that week we discuss then what are we going to do, and then that week again we must put the same thing on the agenda, that based on this is now draw this. Let's leave it. We will deal with the issue as and when it comes next week. We will do that preliminary budget. We'll deal with the matters and when we come next week. Can we close it at that, Honorable Member?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you very much. Any issue, I always
take legal things very seriously.
Minutes.
Okay. Minutes?
Yeah.
Page 1 of minutes of 25 April. Then 23 May. Page 1. And 30th is today. Which one?
On the agenda, check.
Again, the meeting, the minutes for the 30th, not of the minutes of the 25th and the 23rd May, 25th April and 23rd May for the 30th May 2018. 23rd, 25th, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. prepare right now. Okay, any matters arising? Oh, mover. Honorable Nyambi.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of this meeting minutes as a total reflection of the 25th April 2018. Thank you.
Any second?
Second.
Honorable beginning.
I second, Chair.
Matters arising? None.
Straightforward.
Okay. Minutes of the 23rd May, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, any mover?
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoptions of the minutes of the 23rd May 2018 as a true reflections of what was discussed in that meeting. Thank you.
Any second? Honorable Nyambi?
Chairperson, I second.
Any matters arising? Any matters arising? First matters arising, no doubt, and TG, I've spoken to the minister. I'm still going to engage with him that we need to lift up and speed up the process on the issue of the mine health and safety amendments. We feel that is an extremely urgent matter. It has become serious. The Section 54 protocols, the 30th May today. Okay. Yeah, just take those minutes I can give you, DG, so that you look on the decision. No, I'm giving you mine. I do no more. No tanga ni. Okay, honorable members, in the absence of any other matters arising, next week, Wednesday, DG, thank you are here. Because we are not sure what next is going to happen. We want to deal with the mining charter. Thanks, we are finishing Thursday. Otherwise, we might miss each other completely. We will deal with the mining charter. You have to make a presentation because I was told or I've heard that you intend to finish by June. Eh? So, when you say this, we go this direction without knowing. So we want a briefing to the committee. Okay, honorable members, see you next week. Thank you very much. We'll carry the answer next week. Thank you very much. Thank you.